When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, so we have got to try to help out Randy with an eye. She said, hi there, my morning show friends.
Oh, hi there, Randy with an eye.
I have a situation to run past you both. Mm-hmm. Recently went out with someone I met via a dating app who seemed amazing. And I did what I feel everyone does in a new relationship. I Googled him.
All right.
But my simple search yielded nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, not a dang thing.
Oh.
So now this person claimed to have professional affiliations that should have shown up if the name they gave me was, in fact, their name.
Mm-hmm.
I gingerly asked what was up, and the person immediately reacted poorly, saying that my research made them uncomfortable, was a huge red flag, and ended things.
Oh, wow.
Yep. For context, this conversation happened after the third date and after we had gotten intimate.
Okay.
This person made me feel unreasonable, but I think that it's because they had something to hide. Does this seem normal to you?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Apparently, this date felt like that she
was being intrusive and...
Yeah, trying to invade his privacy or... A little stalkerish early on or something.
But at the same time, if he's given her just a line on a first date or second date to try to pump him up, and I mean, that you got to think is going to come to light eventually, right?
Well, yeah, I kind of feel like if he didn't have anything to hide, he would have just been like, you know, I don't like social media. I feel like it's intrusive, whatever. You know, I keep a low profile. He could have, like, given an answer, but instead he freaked out and didn't want to see her again. So that seems like an extreme reaction.
I wonder, because he must do something, or at least he said he did something that would have come up in a search.
Right.
Because that's what she was saying. She was like, professional affiliations.
Maybe she tried to find him on, like, the website or something of his business.
Yeah, maybe.
And he wasn't there.
Brad writes in and says, yeah, something's up with this guy. It's not uncommon to Google anyone nowadays. By the way, love girls named Randy.
Oh, there you go. Hey,
Randy. Randy with an I.
You have a possibility there.
Yeah, there you go. Right. I was going to say, well, if
you lost out on this guy, but maybe Brad's your man.
This guy didn't work out, but maybe Brad is your guy. Now, Jennifer has kind of the opposite, says, nope, you don't seem normal to me. In my personal opinion, it's creepy to do research on someone, especially if they have not given you any reason to not trust them.
Oh.
But now, hasn't he given her a reason not to trust her by...
I feel like now he has. Maybe he didn't, you know, when she decided to Google him. Wanda, though, said, you did the wise thing. Heck, I've Googled myself.
Yeah, that's probably not a bad idea.
Oh.
Google yourself. What?
Yeah, you know, Stephanie said you can't be too careful these days. There are a lot of crazy people out there. I would have done the same thing. If he's hiding something or not honest about something, you have a right to research and ask questions. Red flag, move on.
Okay. Red flag, move on. Yeah, I mean, I don't think you're going to get this guy back, and nor do I think, Randy with an eye, you want this guy back.
No, yeah, if he's reacting like this, like just dumping you over like, hey, how come I, you know, can't find you anywhere online, you know, and we don't know how she phrased it either. She said she gingerly, like, what if she said, oh, hey, I was trying to find you on Facebook, you know, to like friend you or something or Instagram, and I couldn't. And that seems like that would be innocent enough. But if she goes in with the whole, hey, you said you worked here and I couldn't find you on the website, you know, that's a little more aggressive.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, I want to know, does anybody have a story of them Googling a date and the crazy thing that came up?
Yeah, finding some lies or something.
We just got a text from a listener that said, I have a cop friend that did all my background checks while I was in my dating prime.
Oh, that's kind of great.
That would be wild.
That's a nice resource.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, for sure.
And then they don't have to know.
Right, right. Yeah, so I'd love to hear your story of Googling your date and then finding something out.
Oh, Mike said, tell her to try BenVerified.com and search his phone number.
Got it. All right, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your stories. 99.7 DJX.
Group therapy. Randy with an I Googled the new guy she'd been seeing.
Was shocked when nothing came up about his claimed profession or any affiliation that he was talking about on their first three dates.
Yeah, like he didn't have any sort of digital footprint at all. And she said she gingerly asked him about, and he freaked out and ended things.
Yeah.
So she was like, is that weird? Kim said, if you are not Googling someone in this day and age, then you're a complete idiot. You never know what someone might be hiding. At the very least, you want to make sure they're not a wanted criminal.
Well, yes.
Mark is like, you know, the guy's on a dating app. Pretty much opens the door to internet anything. Good point.
Yeah, another listener texted us and said, not a date, but I Googled a friend's fiance and was able to find out that he had an active Match.com account.
Hey, as a fiance, yep. That's bad. You yep. should be shutting that down when you're a fiance.
For sure. All right, Bethany.
Okay, so I had been going out with this guy for maybe 2 weeks, and I really liked him, so I figured I'd Google him. And lo and behold, he has 3 mugshots that instantly pop up on Google. Not one, oh, not two, but 3.
Oh, wow. Did it say, like, what he was, you know, charged with or what he was arrested for?
I don't think it did, but when I asked him, he downplayed it a lot. He was like, yeah, I was young and I was stupid and I made mistakes. And I'm like, dude, this mugshot's from like a year ago. You're not that much younger.
He was a different person then.
Yeah, yeah, personal growth.
Right, personal growth.
Wow.
Bethany.
Okay, so see, in your situation, I think that was smart.
Yeah, but not so smart that I still dated him for 6 months.
Well, in the face of all that, you were like, you know what? Mugshots aside, he's a great kisser.
No, see, that's right. See, he was quote unquote young and stupid, but I really will claim that. I was like 19. And I was like, maybe he's a good guy. Maybe he did just make a mistake. No. No, he was a bad guy.
How hot was he?
Again, I was young.
All right. We understand. We've all been there, Bethany. All right. Thank you, Bethany.
Thanks, guys.
All right. See ya.
Bye.
Hi, Aubrey. So tell us your story.
Okay, like, you literally cannot make this stuff up. So, met this guy online, met him at a bar, starts talking to me, asking me if I believe in, like, the paranormal and supernatural and stuff like that. I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever, that's cool. Well, he starts talking about how his family and himself had been abducted by UFOs and how he's had all these traumatic abductions, and I'm sitting here like, oh, this is too much. Okay, like, I'm all for, like, having some ghost friends, but if you're bringing that into the relationship, I gotta bounce. It was an absolute bye, Felicia, wave it out, Wanda situation. Oh my gosh, I had a friend of mine at another bar and called him and was like, oh my god, I need a rescue. Walks over to the bar, and I'm like, oh, hey, haven't seen you in forever. Let's go get a drink. Totally walked out, never saw a guy again.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Couldn't it? That was a little
like you
over.
Missed an opportunity, though, Aubrey. You missed an opportunity to find out what it's like on the spaceship.
I don't want to be probed. I'm all good. That is way outside my comfort zone. That is an exit-only situation.
Oh, my God.
Aubrey, I love you. All right.
Oh, my God. Y'all are my favorite.
All right. Thanks for talking to us.
All right. Y'all have a great day.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, bye-bye. You realize she never really even answered the Google question?
Nope, she didn't.
She just wanted to tell us a story about her first date. All right. Thank you, Aubrey. Appreciate it.
Doesn't even matter. It was a great story. It doesn't even matter.
She's like, I don't care what you guys are talking about. I just want to tell you. about my alien story.